Times are desperate for the green and white, and today will either represent a dangerous banana peel laid on the road to a potential playoff appearance, or hopefully a chance for the attack to get healthy. Scoreless in three straight games, the Vikings strike force is in search of the confidence to finish some of the beautiful moves created by their midfield. Sac City, meanwhile, is in search of a little sunshine at the end of another frustrating season of Big 8 play. A result against a wounded DVC side would be a big deal for their program, but would involve a major reversal of a dark recent history. The Green and White look to take care of business on the road at the start of the season's home stretch. It's Sac City DVC on Viking Soccer Real Time. Welcome to the VSRT Studios in Martinez, California. Joe Hickey with you, awaiting kickoff of a must-have Big 8 tilt. As far as matches to circle on your schedule, today's ordinarily wouldn't rate. The PowerPoint's formula used to determine the playoff seeds doesn't particularly reward wins against teams with records like Sac City's, but wins are wins, and the Vikings need everyone they can muster at this point. In a very strange way, DVC are lucky that their own record is currently as rough as it is. It took a fair bit of the numerical sting out of their defeat against Delta last Friday. Heading into today's matchup, the Vikings are in 14th place in the region, while Delta continues to linger in 17th. What the loss did do was suddenly pull Cabrillo, Evergreen Valley, and Delta onto DVC's playoff ranking doorstep. The Vikings themselves have hit another dry spell in the attack, and while an inability to score against the likes of Sierra and Modesto is understandable, last week's performance against Delta highlighted the Vikings' strong defense, only broken down during the desperate final quarter of an hour save for a bit of set-piece wizardry by Rachel Cianez, their inventive midfield, equilibrated, creative, and speedy, and of course their incredibly wasteful attack. Devoid of the kind of confidence we saw in early season games against Tahoe and De Anza when the Vikings scored a total of 8 goals, DVC have tallied only 12 goals since the start of September. Oddly, with their rare, well-timed goals and stonewalling defense, this DVC team resembles last season's team more than any of us anticipated back in August. And like them, they seem poised to just barely reach the playoffs. Today, they meet a team with no such ambitions, so I suppose on some level we're lucky to even be discussing the playoffs. Deprived of their top scorer, Michaela Pino, just before their meeting with DVC 4 weeks ago, Sac City hadn't scored in their last two matches at that time. They didn't score against the Vikings that day as DVC tallied a 5-0 victory, and they haven't done so since, losing their last six matches by an average of nearly 6 goals. Most recently, Sierra was able to hang 11 on the hapless Panthers. Our greatest curiosity will be to see what kind of reaction this team has to that sort of humiliation. We may encounter a wounded animal with a different kind of fight in them, and perhaps the nightmare scenario today for Coach Mullins would be the panic that might arise in the Vikings if they continue to experience frustration in front of goal early in the match, or heaven forbid, concede a goal and begin doubting themselves. Strength of spirit might be just as important today as conditioning, tactics, and precision. When we come back, we'll see how the Vikings handle this sort of delicate match and go for a win that they absolutely have to have. Kickoff is up next from Sacramento on VSRT. And welcome to Hughes Stadium, home of the Panthers of Sacramento City. We are on campus at Sac City College getting ready for kickoff of today's match. The anthem has just been sung. We've got the players at midfield greeting one another, the starting lineup for the Vikings out there, the reserves awaiting the arrival of their starter teammates. As for Sac City, it is sophomore day for them, just as it will be for DVC in 3 short days when they take on American River at Vikings Field. So they've celebrated the contributions of their 3 sophomores, Michelle Nunez and Chandler Pierce, a pair of defenders, and a right-wing attacker, Marlena Garcia. So we do have the lineups in here for today's matchup. We'll get to them in just a moment as we take a look at the beautiful sight. Really, it's a cavernous, mostly empty stadium at the moment, but it is in some ways quite gorgeous. Slightly lonely sort of place, but the solitude's nice. It's dark. It's prematurely dark in terms of what we've gotten ourselves accustomed to, given the fact that it is 6 p.m., but we are now in standard time as of a couple of days ago. The moon is off towards the right side, far sideline corner flag from where I'm sitting in the press box, elevated over this AstroTurf field. And we are, of course, under floodlights. Temperatures in the high 60s, we're expected to have them drop to the low 60s by full time. But for now, very pleasant, lovely evening here to watch, hopefully, the DVC Vikings put a
boatload of goals in at their end. So the formations, we'll go ahead and get to them right now. Megan Elms starts for the DVC Vikings. One change in the formation, and it's one that maybe foreshadows a little bit of the future for DVC. Avery Van Horn and Daisy Lozano will bracket the defense, but in the center pairing, it's Dominique Calloway and Megan Kappa, most likely what we will see for a good chunk of next season for the green and white. The addition of Kappa in the center of the defense pushes Callie Goodman into the midfield. She'll pair in the middle there with her sophomore teammate and also her fellow captain, Bree Gonzalez. Julia Curran will be flanked left, Lizzie Chavez to the right in that 4-4-2 run by Coach Colleen Mullins. Hannah Harris and Marissa Barros again pair up top. As for the Sacramento City Panthers, they've got a few changes from the lineup they brought to Pleasant Hill 4 weeks ago. I certainly hope you can still hear Megan Kappa's voice even from up here on the 1-2-3 Vikings chant. Sierra Hannister is one of those changes, replacing Haley Holbein in goal. She wearing the number 00 and bright pink goalkeeper kit. Their defense, I'm guessing at this point, is going to be composed of Chandler Pierce on the right, Gabriela Salazar on the left, Michelle Nunez, the captain, in the middle, and Tuifua Talisha joining her there. It also looks like a 4-4-2 with Savannah Durham, Cecilia Gutierrez, Jessica Camacho, and Danielle Ponce in the midfield. Marlena Garcia pairs with Miranda Sainz up top. And as they splay out onto the field, it does indeed look exactly as I had predicted, which as a commentator makes me feel pretty good. The Vikings, we've already gone over their formation, and they are at midfield right now. It appears to be, from what I can tell, Hannah Harris and Callie Goodman up top, about ready to kick this ball off from the middle of the giant black and gold panther inside the center circle. And there is the whistle of today's match referee, Jorge Serrano. He is assisted by John Tuggle on the near sideline and David Nevin on the far sideline. The Vikings in their white kits, as is customary on the road, are attacking from right to left. For once here, there's not really a goal closer to me. I'm slightly closer, maybe on the 43-yard line of the football field towards the left side, but not like I usually am on the team benches. And DVC controlling the ball pretty well, as we mentioned, in their road whites, all-white kit, jersey, shorts, and socks, with green DVC on the front and green numbers on the top left and in block lettering on the back. As for Sac City, they wear a cardinal kit head to toe with a horizontal white stripe, very thin, across the upper chest. Sacramento City written in gold across the chest as well, as the Vikings have earned a throw-in at the near sideline where we're waiting for them to take. Their numerals are gold on the right pant leg as well as on the back, sort of more of a typeset, almost Times New Roman-looking sort of font as opposed to the block numerals worn by DVC. Throw-in taken, briefly stolen by Sac City, but now back in possession of DVC. Kappa gives it forward to Julia Curran, who will play it into the center circle for Callie Goodman. Not a ton of pressure coming. She works it forward for Marissa Barros, tried to dummy that forward for a teammate, cleared away, however, by Talicia at the center of the Sac City defense. Now over to the far right sideline where Avery Van Horn is patrolling. She will try to put it down the right sideline looking for Lizzie Chavez, and she's onside. Chavez working her way now into the box. One-on-one with the goalkeeper. She's got Harris there too. Lizzie! Goal! Lizzie Chavez! And in minute number two, the Vikings immediately on the board on a breakaway. Credit Lizzie Chavez with her first goal of the season, and also Avery Van Horn onto the statistics sheet for that outlet pass down the right sideline. So the Vikings ahead 1-0 just 2 minutes in, and the coach, Jung Ha Oh, seems rather furious with that far side assistant referee, David Nevin. He sincerely believes that Lizzie had drifted offside. From here, she looked pretty well in line, although it was very quick. Of course, the issue that coaches have and that even commentators have from here is that we don't tend to look up at the run being made until just a few moments after that ball is off the foot of the defender. So this time, benefit of the doubt given. We've seen plenty of offside calls that have hampered the Vikings. Ball immediately stolen here by Kelly Goodman after the throw-in. Oh, goes by a Sac City defender. Marissa Barros trying to play it through for Curran. There's a collision between her and Tuifua Talisha in the middle of the defense, but no foul given. It carries straight to the pink-clad goalkeeper, Sierra Hannister. Long ball just over the head of Miranda Sainz. Daisy Lozano able to handle that. Puts it forward for Bree Gonzalez, who will drop it all the way back for Kappa, who's going to give Megan Elms her first touch of the game. Of course, as we heard in Megan's interview a few weeks ago, that it can sometimes be an issue staying engaged in a game like that. Not the worst idea to every now and again give her a touch. So Bulbert forward, one touch from Curran, got it free to Hannah Harris. She has to work pretty hard against the number 16, Camacho, but she's able to hold on to the ball. Lays it back for Lozano. Now forward for Kelly Goodman. Back immediately for Dom Calloway. She'll go across now to the far sideline for Ave. Centrally now for Bree Gonzalez. She's going to try to go down that far sideline again, looking for Chavez. This time covered by Savannah Durham on the left side, who manages to cover that. So I thought Durham would be on the right of the attack. It might be that they've now put her back into a five-woman back line. It does seem very much to be a 5-4-2 all of a sudden. Sainz kind of all by herself up top. Camacho and Gutierrez still in the middle, but now Durham and Garcia are the wings, and Ponce tracking back, or maybe it's Ponce on the midfield and Durham playing left back at the moment. Either way, the Vikings try to work the ball forward for Lizzie Chavez, unable to quite find the calibration on it. It will be a goal kick. And that will be taken by Sac City, and it looks to be taken by a defender. It appears to be either Salazar or maybe Nunez. Ball immediately headed back in, won by Bree Gonzalez. She wins it off the next carom as well in front of Diane Ponce. She's going to run it back a little bit. Had Sainz coming on the pressure, so she couldn't give it to Goodman. Has to dump it back now to Avery Van Horn. Dom Calloway now. Centrally for Megan Kappa. Gives it up to Callie. Callie sees Lizzie streaking again, tries to work it forward, but I think she actually hit it off of Marissa Barros. Ball takes a ping after the clearance. JC, though, gets a foot to it, and she's working her way down the left sideline against Milena Garcia. Still JC. Kept the ball in, played it off of... Oh! Never mind. Today's match official, Mr. Serrano, has judged that she played it off the defender, but it then took a knock off of her as well. So the throw-in instead in the defensive third on the near sideline goes to Sac City. Controlled by Marlena Garcia, played back into the center for Talisha. Her ball trying to clear it is only to the edge of the 18 and briefly held by Kelly Goodman, now taken away by Jessica Camacho. Centrally for Gutierrez, tries to play it back on a 1-2 to Camacho, recovered instead by Bree Gonzalez for a moment. Now back in possession of Camacho. Worked centrally, Gutierrez has to get back and keep it from being stolen away by Hannah Harris. As the clearance came through by the number 19, Chandler Pierce, it actually hit off Curran for a throw. The immediate throw was into the back of JC, but remains in possession of the Sac City Panthers. Worked into the center circle for Danielle Ponce. Dump back for Camacho. Now to Pierce. She's going to try to go through the lines, but it's intercepted there by Kelly Goodman right at the midfield stripe. Goodman working her way forward, now comes to a stop, trying to work in a hooking ball, and it's going to get through the entire defensive line, back to Lizzie. Lizzie, top of the 18, Lizzie tries to work it around the goalkeeper. It takes a ping off of Chavez and will go out for a goal kick. So had another one-on-one opportunity. We've now seen two shots for the Vikings, both of them on frame, one save, one in the goal. Yet to see a foul or a free kick, or a corner kick, I should say. Ball whipped forward. One touch from Bree Gonzalez here as we're in minute number 7. 1-0 to the Vikings already. Camacho on it. Back now to Gutierrez. Pressure coming from Bree Gonzalez. We'll dump that back to the left back. It's apparently Salazar. Worked forward looking for Ponce. Intercepted there by Bree Gonzalez. Tries to work it through Salazar and earns a DDC throw in at the far sideline. So only one substitute available to Coach O's Sacramento City Panthers, and that is Lexis Mejias, who was a starter in the match in Pleasant Hill 4 weeks ago. We also saw Holbein in that match, as well as Gabriel Mata. Mata replaced by Durham, and Holbein by Hannister. As we said, Marlena Garcia getting the start up in the forward lines in place of Lexis Mejias, although, as we said, it has definitely relaxed into a 5-4-2 now. Very defense-minded formation, trying to keep DVC from getting much else. The ball is in possession, however, of Julia Curran, and she's working laterally just a few yards away from the top of the 18. She decides to try a shot from about 18 yards, maybe 20. Very docile, right into the arms of Sierra Hannister. Long ball from Hannister, headed behind Miranda Sainz, but nobody there to run onto that. Taken instead by Daisy Lozano. She'll give this centrally now to Dom Calloway. Avery Van Horn on it now. Working her way forward. Lizzie Chavez trying to show on a run. Van Horn maybe a little prematurely tries to dump it down the line. Lizzie's got the speed, though, where she might be able to get back onto it. She's played it off of the number 18, Durham, and has earned a throw-in. about 5 yards or so from the from the byline. The way this field is set up, very similar to what we saw at Amos Alonzo Stagg High School, where San Joaquin Delta have been playing their games. It's a 116-yard field. The throw-in deflected away, and we see an offside position whistled against Lizzie Chavez as the throw came from Van Horn on one touch. Barros tried to play in Lizzie. Hannah Harris. Over there on that far sideline, it's quite a distance. Either way, it's an offside position signaled, and it will be a free kick here for Sacramento City. Ball sitting about halfway up the left side of their penalty area. About a 30-yard free kick, immediately settled by Bree Gonzalez now. Bree on the ball at about the 20-yard line, which is 28 yards from goal. It's awfully convenient, again, the football lines we've gotten a couple of times this season. We saw them for the DVC game at home against Tahoe and also for that game against San Joaquin Delta. This will probably be the last time we see that. I believe it's just a simple turf field for the Santa Rosa Bear Cubs. It's the ball kept in play on the near sideline and kept in play nicely by Durham, but she's unable to hold on to it after the challenge of Kelly Goodman. Body on body against Sines, holds on to that ball against three challengers now. Dumps it back to Bree Gonzalez. Now back as far as Kappa. Going back across the field to Van Horn, where we've definitely seen some opportunities spring. Lizzie Chavez, her speed has been the match thus far of that Sac City back line. Still playing a pretty high offside trap, which is exactly what they tried to do against DVC in the first match. Interception, though, at midfield. Camacho trying to play a quick 1-2 with Sainz. The second dump-off is deflected and carries out to the left while Sainz went running right. That's going to carry all the way to Megan Elms. Van Horn now on this ball, working it quickly forward. Knocked down at the midfield stripe by Gabriela Salazar and quickly played forward by Sac City. Knocked down here by Dom Calloway. Tries to knock the ball back to Elms. Look out here. Megan's got to come out and take that from about 2 yards outside her own penalty area. Is able to work it forward to Gonzalez, though, with the pressure of Camacho coming. That might have been Ponce, the number 6, not the 16. Ball worked forward by Bree Gonzalez for Hannah Harris. Bit of an imprecise hit as she tried to work it forward on a deft, slight deflection for either Barros or Chavez, but it carries to the defense, who knock it all the way back to the goalkeeper, Hannister. Her ball, though, is going to be claimed by Julia Curran, who earns a DVC throw at the near sideline. Lozano up to take that, about 30 yards from goal. Here is that throw in to JC with her back to goal. Dumps it back for Daisy. Daisy trying to cross, gets just behind one defender, but played away by Talisha. Quickly up Route 1 trying to find Science. It's going to carry too long for her, and at the midfield circle, it's claimed by Megan Copper. Her ball, though, out wide to the far sideline for Chavez. It's a little bit too much heat on it. Lizzie tried to stop that, but it went just under her foot. So this Sac City team, as we've mentioned, a bit of a hard luck situation. They've got only 11 outfield players suited up, so we will likely see Lexis Mejias come in at some point to try to spell one of the players, but all they can really do is rotate out one player to get a blow at any given time. Vikings might be well served to press here, although they may also be thinking in terms of conserving energy for the match against American River. If recent history is any indication, as the Vikings lose the ball out at the far sideline, bit of an unforced error as Van Horn tried to pass it forward for Lizzie Chavez. If recent history is any indication, given the fact that Sac City have not scored in now going on a month and a half, since September 26th when they lost 5-1 to Delta, a 1-0 lead is borderline impenetrable, and 2-0 or 3-0 would certainly look very, very challenging to them as DVC reclaimed the ball following the throw-in. Daisy Lozano on it at the midfield stripe here by the near sideline, putting it over the top, looking for Hannah Harris to run onto it. Out comes Hannister to the edge of her 18, and she just does beat H2 to that ball. I've been playing around with that as a potential nickname for Hannah. Obviously, two H's, those are her initials. But on top of that, H2, chemical formula for hydrogen. Very light, very speedy, very explosive. Seems appropriate, especially given her play in the Big 8. Ball taken away from Jessica Camacho by Curran. She's going into turbo down the left side, looking to put in a cross. Up comes Barros, lays it back. Hannah trying the lob, and it's going to end up docilely in the arms of the goalkeeper, Sierra Hannister. Not a bad idea there by Hannah, and some decent ideas by Barros. She was certainly not in a position to try to fire that one home. She would have had to take it off of her left foot and was running full speed the other direction. So good decision by her for the layoff. Hannah not quite able to get enough lift on that to carry it over Hannister in goal. But register shot number four, and that's all four of them on frame for the Vikings. They're finishing certainly better and immediately much better than it had been. That was easily the quickest goal of this season, the one scored by Chavez from the Van Horn assist. Throw-in going down the far sideline is, for a moment, pinged back by DVC. Knocked forward by Gutierrez, now again by Gutierrez. Tries to work the ball forward, does Van Horn, but it's back into the possession of Gutierrez. She tries to cross the ball over and finds instead Julia Curran waiting for it. Into the path of Hannah Harris. Harris, able to blast by Talisha. Harris coming up to the edge of the 18, plays it to the left for JC. JC! Rings it off the crossbar, borrows the follow-up, goal! Marissa Barros! And in minute number 14, DVC able to double their advantage. No assist given on that one. That'll just be Marissa on that rebound. Curran unlucky to score on that. Served well by the breakaway with Hannah Harris. The Vikings doing exactly what they needed to do in today's match. They are looking to get their attack well, get some good finishes there. JC's was certainly a solid one. Beat the keeper easily. Unfortunately, just took the idea of putting the ball on frame a smidge too literally. Sex City back onto it. Ball played down here on this near sideline to the sophomore Marlena Garcia. Her ball centrally is intercepted by Callie Goodman, though. She's at the midfield stripe here by the near sideline. She's got Curran and Harris showing for it. Ball played down the channel, and Curran's too fast for the defender to keep up. It's JC, edge of the six-yard box, squares it up, taken away, and Harris won't be able to get back onto that in time. The clearance made by the defender in the middle, Nunez. Another counter-clearance blocked by Kelly Goodman, though, at about 30 yards from goal and briefly back in possession of DVC. Yasmin Jaime, in the meanwhile, came in, as did, I believe, Ashley Scannell. So let me see if I can figure out who they're there in place of. It's the same defensive line, so it looks like Jaime's in place of Bree Gonzalez and now pairing in the center with Goodman. And it appears... Oh, you know what? I'm going to have to go back and find out later. I'm pretty sure that was Marissa that scored that goal, but Ashley Scannell is now in there as well, so... I'll have to find out if I've got my second mistaken identity on a goal call of this season. If so, it's definitely a vote against me doing these games from a press box. At least not without binoculars. I was pretty sure that was Barros. Ashley was waiting to come in. Either way, it's Scannell in for Barros at this point, and DVC in control of the ball as it pings back into the midfield. Taylor Rintuma and Kelsey Catania warming now to get in. Catania doing her stretches, Rintuma waiting at the midfield stripe to be inserted at the next opportunity, but the Vikings have done well to keep the ball in play for the most part, and it's played forward now for H2. She tries to find Lizzie again. This time she did drift a little bit too far and is offside. So a good chance here. The Vikings actually, if that was indeed Marissa Barros, have a new leading scorer. That would be her fifth of the season. Meanwhile, Lizzie, as we mentioned, got number one of the year to go along with the one assist she had. It's her first time on the score sheet since... the first game of the season when she assisted goal number three of the year, also in that case assisting Marissa Barros. Long ball on a free kick after the offside position, headed back by JC, controlled for a moment with the head of Hannah Harris. Long clearance from Sac City popped way up in the air, almost settled by Lozano, but it drifted a little too far from her. It's now Chandler Pierce dropping the ball back into the center for Talisha. Back now to Nunez, pressure coming from Ashley Scannell. Centrally for Talisha. Working over to the right side for Marlena Garcia. Garcia on this now, waiting. Not a ton of pressure coming for the Vikings. They try to work the ball forward for Science, but Megan Coppa had won that physical duel already. Coppa now working centrally. One touch from Scannell. Ends up into the possession of Hannah Harris and worked down the left side for... Was that a handball? Perhaps a foul of some sort? I'm not entirely sure what that was. Oh, no, never mind. The flag is indeed up, and in fact... It was up for Hannah Harris receiving that ball. I see that now over on the far sideline from Mr. Niven. So as we mentioned, this Sac City team, certainly on hard luck. They haven't scored now since the 26th. They haven't won since the 12th of September, just before the conference schedule got started. They've had a rough go of it. They're looking to try to get a little something here as Avery Van Horn is a little desperate to try to keep that ball from drifting to Diane Ponce after a nice touch following the free kick. So Sac City very nearly putting something together there. It was at the edge of the 18, though. Van Horn doing well to lock that down. Laid back now for Dom Calloway, all the way back to Megan Elms. Worked forward now and popped up in the air by Cecilia Gutierrez. about 10 yards in front of the midfield stripe. She's going to cross over to the right and change the point of attack. Knocked down there by the number 8, Garcia. Touched away, though, by Hannah Harris. All the way back now towards Daisy Lozano. Lozano trying to play in again on a lob to find the speed of Harris. She's able to get onto the ball. Works from the left side into the 18. Looks like a half shot, half cross that, unfortunately for the Vikings, is going to drift out for a throw. So that'll bring in the substitutes. Taylor Rintuma, and I think that's Kelsey Catania. She's still got the bib on at the moment. Yes, that is Kelsey. So even without binoculars, even from up here, at least I can tell those two apart. So Catania in, it appears, and Rintuma, and it's Lizzie Chavez and Hannah Harris coming out. So Rintuma will station herself in the Chavez position, it looks like. Callie Goodman will play a little forward. Kelsey Catania goes into the middle of the midfield in place of Callie. And it's now Ashley Scannell trying to control. Look to try to lob it over a defender for Callie. Now puts it into the center of the 18. Attempt to that is Nunez, who plays the ball out from just in front of Callie. 20th minute. 2-0 to the Vikings. Goals at this point by Lizzie Chavez and, I believe, Marissa Barros. Have to check that at halftime. Ball's dropped back now to Megan Kappa. She dribbles as Miranda Sainz tries to put a little pressure on. Quick give and go with Yasmin Jaime. Daisy Lozano's going to lob this one towards the right wing from her left back position. Took a touch from a Sac City player, briefly settled by Rintuma, but taken away from her by Ponce. Working to the left side now for Durham. Her ball forward is intercepted by Kelsey Catania and onto the foot of Rintuma. Nice piece of work, though, by Savannah Durham to get that ball back. Tries to play it forward for Ponce. After a deflection from Kappa, she's able to get it back. And now it is indeed Durham flowing down the left side, trying to find room to put in a cross. Miranda Sainz onto it. She's able to get to it. She's got it back to goal, though, and Megan Kappa too strong. Able to take that ball away. First reasonable chance authored there by Sac City as they got a ball into the box in their possession. It's now Taylor Rintuma coming back the other way. Puts it down the right sideline, looking for Goodman to run onto it. Controlled there by Nunez. Plays it away from Goodman, but cannot keep it in play. Out the far sideline, it'll be a DVC throw from about 18 yards. Excuse me, more like 13 yards, I should say. At this point, a throw-in coming for the Vikings. Over to chase that was Avery Van Horn, and from a far bit further back, she gives it to Kelsey Catania. A quick little lob ball forward, played out by Salazar, and another throw to come. Be thrown towards the top corner of the box, gets under the legs of both Goodman and the defender, and is played away now by Sac City. A 1-2 between Camacho and the right side player Durham. The long diagonal ball played away by the DVC defense. I think Lozano got a foot to that, and so it will be a throw-in from this near sideline. Chandler Pierce taking it from about 15 yards behind midfield. Hoofed forward by the 16, Camacho. Catania and Gutierrez body up on that one. Kelly Goodman tried to lay it back for Jaime. Unfortunately, it pings instead to Garcia, who manages to get the ball through a DVC defender towards Sainz. Sainz, though, sees the cavalry coming for DVC and lays it back to Gutierrez in the middle of the field. Clearance from Catania pings off Gutierrez right to Sainz. Sainz from about 30 yards away is going to body up Kappa for a moment. Tried to play a 1-2 with Garcia. It goes right through Sainz's legs and to Kappa. Splits two defenders to get the ball to Kelsey Catania. Scannell now trying to play it down the left flank for Curran. Intercepted there, however, by Chandler Pierce. Just under the feet of Scannell, Pierce's pass finds Jessica Camacho at the near sideline, just a few yards shy of midfield. Up comes Jaime, good pressure, takes the ball away, received by Curran. Quick ball for Scannell. Back now to Catania, trying to lob it over the top for Goodman. With two defenders on her, she chests it down, plays it into the path of Yasmin Jaime. Yep, a young one now flying down the left side, trying to get by Pierce. Does so, bodies are up, no foul given for either of them. Jaime running along the byline, looked like it might have gone out of play, and indeed it did. Tried to put it across the six-yard box for Rintuma, but she was unable to quite keep that ball in. So we're at about the halfway point, and as good a time as any to take a look at the scores from around the Big Eight. This is the last game of Match Day 12 going on right now. yesterday, Cosumnes River fell to Modesto, so Modesto maintaining their lead at the top of the table. It was a 2-1 victory, though, and probably the closest that Modesto had come to falling, well, besides the games against Santa Rosa, really. As DVC try to attack, but it's taken away now by Sac City. Worked to the right side from Arlena Garcia. She'll lay it back into the defense, and Pierce forced to parry it wildly as it nearly drifted out for a throw. Lozano heads it forward, Curran back on it. Curran drifting centrally now as Scannell's run actually took a defender away. Tries to play the ball into the middle for Callie Goodman, but it's deflected away by Ponce. The long clearance drifting towards Daisy Lozano. She'll hoof it back towards Elms. So again, giving you an idea here, it was Jenna Viss scoring just before halftime for Modesto, but Cosumnes River managed to equal through Esperanza Romo at the 74th. That equilibrium only lasted for 3 minutes, though, as Jamie Rocha managed to get Modesto their game winner just that after. Ooh, nice ball by Scannell looking for Rentuma, who had cut her run to the center and gotten around Savannah Durham. Unfortunately for Taylor, the ball started hooking behind her. She had to try to run the other way. And then Durham does good work to actually play it off of Taylor in that battle of eight teams over at the far sideline. So a throw-in coming for Sac City. So as we were saying, Modesto 2-1 victors last night. That puts them to 31 points in the standings. Sierra able to catch up as they have defeated Delta 2-0. I do not have any confirmation on who scored in that game played at 3 o'clock this afternoon. Santa Rosa, also without information about the scorers, took out American River 1-0. So DVC indeed will have a chance to lock up 6th place in the Big 8 when they face ARC in Pleasant Hill 3 days from today. Santa Rosa, meanwhile, maintained their possibility of contending for the Big 8 title, although they will need Sierra to win in order to have a chance. DVC working the ball forward. It's JC getting onto it just before the ball crosses the byline, unable to hold the ball in again this time. She squares it for Goodman, who punches it into the back of the net, but nothing doing there. Good ball, though, out of the midfield from Yasmin Jaime. Substitution for Sac City. As we mentioned, they've only got one bench player available. It's Lexis Mejias, and she comes in place of the statuesque number 4, Miranda Sainz. One of the few players on the pitch taller than Callie. No longer on the pitch. It appears to be Marlena Garcia that goes up top now in Jang Ha-oh's 5-4-1. DVC in possession, though. The ball laid back to Avery Van Horn. Back now to Dom Calloway, who will change the point of attack over to the left side for Daisy Lozano. Daisy working her way forward, looking to play in Scannell, maybe Curran, played off of Chandler Pierce, though, by JC, and it's going to be a DVC throw-in from about 25, 30 yards away. Lozano up to take that. No apparent substitutions being prepared at the moment for the Vikings. Lozano will throw that in. Curran trying to immediately bring the ball back forward. Chandler Pierce, though, blocked it at point-blank range. Plays the ball out again. It will be another DVC throw, so they'll re-rack that for Lozano. Daisy looking for the streaking Jaime. Nope, she's going to go central now for Scannell, who quickly plays it forward for JC, trying to cut a run into the center. Unable to stay on the ball at first, Mejias took it away. JC back on it, though, trying to dribble through Camacho, but Talicia is up to take care of that. Her clearance is only as far as Catania, though, about 40 yards from goal. Scannell trying to play in JC again at the top of the 18, blocked away by Talicia. Clearance is as far as Van Horn. Nice 1-2 on the right sideline, though, now between Rentuma and Callie Goodman. Taylor trying to refeed Callie at the top right corner of the box. It's not going to get through. Callie bodies off a defender, though, and turns. Sees Rentuma streaking down the right again. Feeds her. Taylor putting in the cross towards the penalty spot. Knocked down by JC. Foul in attack, probably for the high boot of Curran as she tried to settle that right near the penalty spot. So a free kick coming. One of the first fouls I've actually seen. I've seen a few offside positions, but by my record, DVC now with 6 shots on taken, 5 of them on goal, 1 foul. We've yet to see a corner kick. Sac City with nothing to report statistics-wise. They haven't fouled anybody. They've also yet to take a shot towards Megan Elm's goal. The free kick taken by Nunez just over the head of Callie Goodman. Kelsey Catania does well, though, to wrestle it off of a defender. Here's Goodman on it. Goodman threading it through for JC, who drifted just a hair offside. She, and unfortunately for her confidence, unable to finish even as that whistle goes on. Dragged her finish just wide of the left post. You'd like to see JC get a little confidence going into these last few games. In particular, in the match against Delta, she had a number of opportunities up top and was unable to convert. Amanda Simonich playing probably the game of her life and stonewalling the DVC attack. Here is Nunez's free kick after the offside position. Kelsey Catania able to settle. Tries to work it forward for Scannell, but the defender, Talicia, wise to stop her run. Her ball forward, though, is intercepted by Young One. Drop back now for Dom inside the center circle. 17 minutes, 20 seconds to go here in half number 1. The Vikings lead 2-0. Ball work forward for Callie Goodman. She's got Catania nearby. Rentuma flowing down the right flank. Elects not to feed her. Tries to go with a diagonal ball to feed Curran on the left. Cleared away for a moment. Rentuma, though, able to get back onto it. Plays it to Goodman, who drops it back for Avery Van Horn. About 40 yards from goal right now on the far sideline. Plays the ball forward just under a defender. A bit too strong for Taylor. Taylor's going to challenge there body on body as she realized that Nunez intended to let that go over the byline. Looked for a moment like she might get onto that, but it does drift over for a goal kick. As we mentioned here, Michaela Pino unavailable since the beginning of the conference schedule. She was the Panthers' leading scorer with 6 of their 14 tallies, a number of those coming in a 10-0 victory that went down as one of their only wins of the season. They also had a couple of other closer ones during the non-conference schedule. But besides that match, have only scored 4 goals all year. The Vikings, of course, having an equally odd sort of situation. They put 8 goals in the back of the net in their first 2 matches of the season, and since then had 12 goals coming into today in the remaining 14 matches. Or excuse me, remaining 16 matches, I should say. Now, they've got 2 today, and they'll be looking for more. Had a couple of opportunities. They'd really like to put a bit more of a hurting on them here and make sure that they come into their match against American River, and in particular that potentially very important one against Santa Rosa, confident of their ability to put the ball in the back of the net. Vikings working in the midfield between Van Horn and Catania. It's now Kelly Goodman on it. She seems to have worked a little further back into the midfield and is letting Scannell and Curran pair up at the top, maybe with Rentuma drifting wide. It might actually be a 4-3-3 right now with Curran and Rentuma on the wings, and Goodman playing midfield again. Ball played through looking for Curran. It got through for a moment. Played by Chandler Pierce, excuse me, Talisha. She's unable, though, to put it off of Curran. Curran robs it away, crosses into the near post. Oh, the header from Goodman just off target. Shot number 7 for the Vikings, and Callie, whew, is getting ready to yell her name from the mountaintops again. Substitutions coming in for DVC. It'll be Hafner and Mozleski entering. Appears to be Mozleski into the midfield for Heine, and Hafner into the attack. We've seen some good work out of her on the wings in small spells. She did some hard work against Cosumnes River. And of course, put in an assist for Hannah Harris, fed almost directly by Sammy Hebbing in the first match against these Sacramento City Panthers. Goal kick headed by Hannah Mozleski carries out as far as Taylor Rentuma. She shows a little bit too much of it to the midfielder, though. But it is Kelsey Catania wrestling that away from Savannah Durham as she tried to run centrally. Ball back into the defense of Sac City. Just able to avoid Scannell was Tuifua Talisha. Her ball, though, to the right side is intercepted by Catherine Hafner. Drop back for Lozano. Into the center now for Hannah Mozleski, running in the center circle. Back for Van Horn, who works towards the far sideline, bringing it up towards Callie Goodman as the Vikings look to attack. Ball worked forward looking for Scannell, who was trying to run off the shoulder of Talisha. The center back, though, equal to the challenge, and the ball's cleared by Sac City. Megan Coppa gets to that. Poked by Kelsey Catania towards Mozleski. Back now for Curran. Working it forward for the chest of Catherine Hafner. Pokes this one towards the center just over the head of Mozleski and not far enough for Callie. Controlled for a moment by Sac City, but the ball towards the right sideline is intercepted there by Lozano. Played forward for Hafner. Leaves it for Scannell. Good hold-up play by Smashley, as I learned she is nicknamed by the team. Mozleski drops it for Catania. A little bit of a head fake, and she tried to go central with her run. Played it forward for Goodman, wrestled off of her by a defender, but Goodman backtracking, and it's now back in possession of Catania. Worked just ahead of Ponce, and back to Goodman. Drops it off for Van Horn on the right side. Worked forward down the flank, looking for Rentuma. Can she get there ahead of Salazar and play it maybe off the right back? And I believe she has. Yes, it's the first corner kick of the match. Good work by Taylor to at least force a touch from the left back, number 2, Salazar. So here in minute number 32, excuse me, yes, 32. I was right the first time. Actually, now minute number 33, as I look over at the scoreboard. Corner kick coming from the far sideline. It's in towards the top of the 18. Catania trying to close. Not quite able to get onto it. It was, in fact, Scannell, I think, taking the corner kick. It's the first time we've seen that this season. Trying to work down the right sideline was Mozleski. She's walled off by 2 Sac City defenders, and the ball's put into the center for Savannah Durham. Work now for Camacho. She's got Mejias running forward on the right side, but elects not to feed her. Drops it back to Pierce. Talisha now on it in the middle of the defense. Worked over to the left for Salazar. Scannell shows a little pressure, and she elects to drop it back to a defender again. Sac City into a 4-4-2 right now. They've pushed another person forward, looking maybe for a late goal to try to make this a game. Scannell onto it, though, and played down the right side for Taylor, who's gotten herself in front of Savannah Durham, who appears to be the one that's been pushing forward. Rantuma able to play it off Durham. It's a throw-in for the Vikings. About 30 yards away from the byline. I think the only kits I haven't described thus far, Megan Elms in her usual customary all-black getup. Referees are in blue over black. It's Mr. Serrano at about the 20-yard line of the football field, giving his indications for this throw-in to be taken a little further back. Van Horn about to throw it in. Avery will loft this back to Dom Calloway. About 50 yards away from goal. Drop back now for Kappa. Forward, it would appear, for Van Horn, unable to quite get it under control as she tried to push it into the path of Taylor Rantuma. It's out for a Sac City throw. So last season, of course, two victories for DVC in these two fixtures, as Sac City are at the moment looking at their second straight season without a point in the standings. Those two games, one of them very close, DVC only winning 1-0 with a goal from Carla Hernandez in the match at Pleasant Hill. A little bit more decisive, 3-0 in the return fixture here. Goodman with a double in that game, along with Kat Gentry. Of course, the first game between these two this season, a fair bit more decisive even than that, as Catherine Hafner tries to put the pressure on at the moment, ends up forcing a throw in as Pierce was trying to escape the quick and fresh-legged number 17 for DVC. Ball played forward and not handled by Mejias. It's out for a Viking throw-in, and there will be a substitution. H2 coming back into the game here with about 10 minutes to go. She will enter, it appears, for Callie Goodman. So we'll see if the Vikings can get a third here and put this one more or less to bed before halftime. We know that during the first match between these two this season, it was only 1-0 at halftime, and it was a bit of a scary result considering what had happened against Delta just the week before. I'm sure the Vikings would like to pip one more here in half number one, just to feel good about it, be able to kind of sleepwalk this one to the finish line. The Vikings remaining in control of possession here. They've seen most of the ball here. Sac City have controlled the ball in their defense, have fought for the ball in their midfield, but really haven't been able to do much of anything in their attack, as the ball's played forward by Van Horn looking for Hannah Harris. Victim of her lesser height, she's unable to quite control the ball in front of the number 17, Nunez. But Van Horn, a little difficulty handling the ball as it looped over near the sideline. She's given up a throw-in to Sac City. That will be taken over there by the number 2, Salazar, headed away by Avery Van Horn, who says, let me take care of that this time. Worked towards Catania, worked off of her, though, by the tandem of Camacho and, Durham. Played away now by the defense, and good turn by Hannah Harris at midfield. Tries to play it through another defender. She's still on it. Good work by Hannah to stay on that ball. Needs to find somebody to feed. Puts it down route one, looking maybe for Hafner, but she was drifted out a little too far to the left. Cleared away by the goalkeeper, Hannister. Knocked down in the midfield by Hannah Mozleski. Inside the center circle is Kelsey Catania working the ball forward, looking for Hannah. A little long for her. Talisha able to control, and Nunez clears. Lozano and Kappa able to grab that about 10 yards shy of the midfield stripe. Ball worked forward immediately for Hannah Mozleski, and now down the left wing for Catherine Hafner. Hafner just able to keep the ball in play. Defends it as Pierce got a touch to it. The ball stays in the field of play and is controlled by Hannah Mozleski. One touch from Lozano. A little loose, but Mozleski's able to get back onto it now. She has it taken away from her by the tandem of Durham, and I believe that is Ponce in the midfield. Yes. Drops the ball back for Pierce. Towards her own 18-yard box. Good pressure coming from Hafner. Now the ball is played out by Pierce. Cannot keep it straight and in play. It ends up in the player bench on the left side of the field here for Sac City. Daisy Lozano on the ball. Ready for this throw-in about 40 yards from goal. Tries to play it forward for Hafner. Looked like she might have been grabbed. Oh, a little bit of a shove between her and Pierce, actually. Slight coming together after that. Hafner will come up and needs to make sure that she doesn't do anything rash there, because that certainly seemed to be a bit of acting out for a obviously very frustrated Sac City team. Hannah Mozleski steps up and takes the ball away from Camacho. Hannah Harris on it, dribbling laterally, able to get away from Camacho, plays it for Catania, trying a 1-2 with Scannell, but upstep Nunez to take that one away. The clearance is only as far as Avery Van Horn, though, who is about 40 yards from goal. She'll drop it back for Dom Calloway. All the way back now to Kappa, and we've got about 7.5 minutes to go here in the first half. Kappa for Lozano. Up to the midfield stripe here at the near sideline for Mazleski. Her ball for Hafner, intercepted by Mejias. And drop back now for the number 16, Camacho. She plays it forward for Mejias, a little bit too far, though. Lexis able to get one touch to it, but not enough to settle. Cleared for a moment by Catania. Not quite far enough, though. Camacho able to knock it down. Looks like there was a handball, however, in that control. So a free kick coming for the Vikings from the midfield stripe. And without Goodman, we'll see who takes it. Looks like it will be Lozano as Isela Rodriguez gets ready to enter the match for the Vikings at the next stoppage. Ball right on the 50-yard line. Actually, almost right at the 50, in fact, toward this near sideline, to give you some picture. Here comes the ball, just over the head. It's going to filter to Scannell. Top of the 18, Ashley. Ooh, she drifted just offside at the moment that header was played. She was on as the free kick came, but the glancing header coming from Hannah Mazleski found her just a little bit beyond the final defender. So, good call at the far sideline by Mr. Nevin. I'll give him his due when he calls us offside, just as much as I did when he called Lizzie Chavez onside on the opening goal within 2 minutes. So the free kick coming from just outside the top of the 18. Directly into the center circle for Kappa, headed by Hannah Harris. Popped up by Scannell, who's trying to find Rantuma at the far sideline. Battle there with Durham, and it is Durham winning that battle and keeping Rantuma from getting any sort of touch to it, while herself not touching the ball. So it's out for a throw. Now that match for DVC 4 weeks ago saw the Vikings up only 1-0 at this point. On a bit of a circus goal from Julia Curran. That was in the 18th minute, but they were unable to really find their shooting boots and particularly unable to break down the offside trap authored by Coach O's 4-5-1 formation. Ball knocked down in the midfield by Gutierrez. Plays it out wide to the right, looking for Mejias, able to get there just before Lozano and play the ball forward, but no chance for Garcia to get onto that. Kappa, though, splits Hafner and Lozano with her outlet pass, and it's out for a Sac City throw. In that game, a ton of pressure came just after halftime for the Vikings, and for 15 minutes they peppered Haley Holbein's goal, finally breaking through with Yasmin Jaime in the 59th minute, and in the next 23 minutes the Vikings would find three more tallies. Right now they're looking for a third, and it's Hannah Mazleski dribbling her way through two defenders and playing a beautiful Route 1 ball for an onside Ashley Scannell into the 18. Scannell beats the keeper, but she can't quite hook it inside the post. Good work there. Took that ball first time as it rolled in. It was a fantastic outlet pass from Hannah Mazleski, and she certainly deserved an assist for that as she split a raft of defenders. Ashley did well to beat the keeper on that. Just could not bend the finish inside that post. So Isela Rodriguez comes off, and that will be it for Scannell in all likelihood for this half. Rodriguez stations herself in the midfield, so we are definitely back to a 4-4-2. It's Mazleski and Catania in the middle, Rodriguez on the left, Harris and Rantuma up top. And Hafner drifts all the way over to the right side now, which is where we've seen her play a bit more during her runouts. She, in fact, blocks a ball forward from Gabriela Salazar, and with help from Taylor Rantuma, is now dribbling towards the right sideline, looking for room to put in a cross from the byline. Here it comes, but it's right into the six and into the breadbasket of goalkeeper Sierra Hannister. So just a few minutes to go here in half number one. Vikings still pressing, looking for a third. The goal kick, or the drop kick rather, from Hannister pops up on Lozano. She tries to play the ball through, but Camacho blocks it. Megan Kappa, though, defending well. Vikings keeping their shape exceedingly well and holding their concentration in the defense. As we mentioned, they've not allowed a shot, let alone a shot on goal here in half number one. Harris drops the ball back to Avery Van Horn at the far sideline, just behind the midfield stripe. Played forward now for Hafner. She's got Harris nearby, along with Catania a bit more central. Plays it to Harris. Harris running centrally, gets around the first defender and tries to play it away from Nunez, who did a little bit of cleanup duty on there after the first defender was beaten. The ball centrally for Camacho. Good pressure coming from Hannah Mazleski. Takes the ball away. Can't quite stay on it, though, as Talisha steps up and punts the ball forward towards Avery Van Horn. She'll drop it back for Dom inside the final 3 minutes of half number one. Kappa on this. Worked into the center circle, right at midfield, inside the Panther logo for Catania. Mazleski now out to the left side for Daisy Lozano. Good touches for the Vikings. They might want to see about trying to speed up their passing work, though. Take an opportunity against
perhaps slightly lesser opposition to actually put into effect what Coach Mullins has been preaching this whole time. They've earned a throw in there as Nunez is forced to clean up a ball played in about 30 yards away from goal, from just in front of Hannah Harris. Van Horn will take the throw in from a fair bit further back. She's got Catania and Hafner showing forward, as well as Hannah Harris. She's going to bypass everybody and try to put it down the right sideline. The ball actually dances on the sideline and then out for another Sac City throw instead. It was a promising start for Sac City. They started the season four matches unbeaten, finishing off with a 3-2 victory over Shasta. They had a 1-0 victory and a 10-0 victory amongst those, as well as a nil draw. And then the conference schedule got started, and, well, it got very, very challenging from that point onward. They are currently on 12 consecutive losses. Ball in possession of Megan Elms here. The clock has stopped with 2 minutes to go. And it is Avery Van Horn on it as the Vikings maybe try to construct one last opportunity to put a third one in the back of the net. Catania working with Hafner. Hafner not quite able to hold on to it under the pressure from Danielle Ponce. Ball worked forward looking for Marlena Garcia. Popped up by Kappa, and she has to breathe easy there as her initial touch was not the best, but she's able to, with a bit of hard work and determination, stay on that ball. Isela Rodriguez on it, laying it into the center for Hannah Mazleski. Back now for Dom Calloway. Out wide to the right for Van Horn. Played to the midfield stripe. Avery comes to a stop in front of Danielle Ponce, who is pushed forward as the other forward in this attacking pair with Marlena Garcia. Sainz, of course, still on the bench. Lozano on it on the left side. She's going to play it down the left wing looking for Isela. Finds her nicely on the flank. Here's Isela trying to dribble and find room to put in a cross. She's going to probably have to stop. No, puts it onto her right. Lays it back for Hannah Mazleski. Mazleski's going to take a shot on goal from there. Aiming for the left side, upper 90. Didn't quite have the height, however, with that shot with the instep to beat Sierra Hannister. And so the Vikings, with a more or less perfect defensive half, have gotten two goals past Hannister. It's a better performance than we saw in their first match, at least in the first half, against this Sacramento team. And it's nice to get to throw down a few goal calls, especially right at the beginning. And that is going to do it here as the double whistle comes from our match official, Jorge Serrano. So your halftime score, 2-0. And we'll take a few minutes right now to meet one of the three DVC captains and one of our five sophomores. It's Bree Gonzalez.
Brianna Gonzalez, number 7, center mid.
Bree, where are you from?
I'm from Pleasant Hill, California.
Oh, right here in town. Where'd you go to high school?
College Park.
Right across the street, okay. First of those we've had in the group. Do you play any other sports besides soccer?
No.
Have you always been a midfielder, or did you play other positions as a...
I've always been center mid.
So you've worn number 7 both years you've been here. Do you have a connection with that number?
That was my club number and high school number, so my favorite number.
You've sort of grown into it?
Yeah, okay. Exactly.
You were a part of a pretty big moment actually last season. You had that tying goal against Cosumnes River. I think right down to that goal over there.
Oh, the header?
Yes, that just about put the Vikings into the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us anything about that? Does your mind go blank when you score, or
I didn't think I was going to score because it went up so high. It didn't look like it was going in, but yeah, I felt really good after.
Now, this season, you, Megan Elms, and Kelly Goodman have split the captaincy duties. Mm-hmm. How did that duty fall to you? Is that something the team votes on, something the coach chooses?
It's both. Team has the votes, but coach's, decision is, a part of it, too.
So for those that don't know, what exactly does a captain actually have to do out here?
We lead the warm-ups, and we go out to the center referees. And we set good examples for the freshmen and sophomores.
I was about to say, actually, you've generally been sort of a speak softly and lead by example mm-hmm. sort of captain. What sort of example do you try to set out there for your teammates?
Follow directions and do what coach says and try your hardest.
Very, very frequently it seems like you're almost getting a little beaten up out there in the center.
Uh-huh.
You end up having to go in pretty aggressively, and a lot of players come in pretty aggressively on you. How do you maintain your position in that sort of thing and stand your ground, and how do you keep your cool?
I try my hardest to, give it back, but not too much to, we get a foul. So I try to, balance it, I guess.
Where are you hoping to go, or what do you hope to do now that you're just about done your time at DVC?
I'm going to transfer next fall to hopefully a CSU.
Okay, what are you looking to study? Any idea?
Yeah, communication disorders in science. I want to be a speech therapist for children because when I was younger, I needed speech therapy.
Oh.
So I want to give back to children who can't articulate themselves.
All right, so we'll finish up here with just a couple of quick favorites. First one that I'm always interested in, what is your favorite post-game recharge meal?
Chipotle.
We got two of those already now, okay. Favorite type of music or musician or band?
Mac Miller.
Do you have a favorite team to cheer for?
San Jose Earthquakes.
Nice, local. A favorite class or teacher that you've had here at DVC that you'd like to give a shout out to?
Paul Pittner. I've had him every semester. He's an ECE teacher.
For those that might not be in the know, what's ECE?
Early childhood education.
Gotcha. What for you is your favorite feeling you can have on a soccer field?
After you score a goal.
So even if you don't remember it afterwards?
No.
What do you think has been the best game you've played here in green and white?
ARC last season.
Mm.
Away.
What about that game really stuck out for you?
I scored that game.
Okay. Always good. Lastly, what would you say at this point is your favorite memory of playing here at DVC?
Going to Santa Cruz with my team last season and like us playing on the beach was super fun.
At long last, the players back out on the field. We hope you enjoyed in our halftime interval getting to know Bree Gonzalez a little bit. She is a woman of very few words on the field, as she mentioned, tends to lead very much by example. She's starting the second half, as it were, on the bench. The Vikings looking at Jaime and Goodman in the center of the midfield. We see, from what I can tell right now, Rodriguez and Hafner on either side, left and right of the midfield. Looks like Harris and Curran pairing up top. And from what I can tell, the same defense we started the match with, Van Horn, Callaway, Kappa, and Lozano. As for Sac City, who begin with the ball and will attack from left to right, Durham and Sines starting out stationed up top, at least to take the opening kickoff. It is still Pierce. Pierce, Nunez, perhaps Gutierrez, actually, and Salazar making up the midfield. So it might be Talisha that's the one player out right now. And I think that Cecilia Gutierrez has stationed herself there in the center of the midfield. As the DVC Vikings currently have it, right at midfield, near sideline, that's the right side of their attack. Avery Van Horn, the assist woman on today's first goal, currently in possession, dropping the ball back to Callaway. A few quick notes here as we begin half number two inside the first minute. Still, we can confirm that was indeed Marissa Barros, not Ashley Scannell. From a distance, they certainly, especially as they are in motion and punching the ball into the back of the net, look a little similar as the Vikings try to play a bit of interplay right now between Isela Rodriguez trying to earn a DVC. A corner kick she's not quite able to. Can't quite play it off of anybody. There was a decent interplay between Jaime Harris and Rodriguez down that left sideline, but at the very end there, Rodriguez exaggerating it ever so slightly, and the ball goes out for a Panther goal kick. So again, getting back to that there, Barros indeed was the scorer on that goal. The substitution for Scannell came just after, so that is 5 goals for her and 2 in conference, putting her just behind Hannah Harris for DVC's conference goal lead, and putting her as the season goal-scoring leader for the Vikings at 5. Also leaves her just 2 shy of Callie Goodman for the current active scoring leader, Callie with 7, and I would imagine hoping to add to that during this second half. She is the one on the ball right now, working down the right sideline against the challenges of the number 18, Savannah Durham. Knocked back to Dom Callaway near the center circle. Lots of time and space for her. Puts it into the ground for Young One at the top of the center circle. Still Yasmin working the ball forward to an open JC, trying to thread it through for Hannah. Hannah bodied up by a defender, leaves it for Callie, tries to play it in again for JC. Looked like she was going to try to dummy it for Hannah. Still on the ball at the top of the 18. Challenges coming from all over. It's a bit of a mess in there. 3 Panthers and 2 Vikings on it. Ball cleared away after a few challenges, and the referee has whistled a halt to play at that position, perhaps for... Looks like a foul given against... Oh! still very confused about what's going on. The referee is waving Kelly Goodman over, and in fact, no, he's given a foul against Sac City, which is the first thing that's gone on the stat sheet for them. And it looks like it's right in the center of the half moon. So some sort of kick out, perhaps after that ball was cleared away, maybe a little bit of residual animosity at that moment, but it is placed about 19 yards away from the goal line. That is the first foul of the game for Sac City to 1 against DVC. DVC otherwise with a 1-0 lead on corners, 9-0 on shots, 6-0 on shots on goal. It's a four-woman wall way too close, so I'm guessing it's not an indirect free kick. The referee now pulling that four-woman wall back to its proper distance. Which actually, to me, looks like it should be another yard further back, considering that we can see where we are. But anyway, it's Lozano taking it. No, she's going to fake. Another fake run-up from Callie. Now Callie drives it into the wall. Coming back to it is JC. She'll lay this back, trying to give it to Yasmin Jaime. But it's going to be cleared away by the Sac City defense. And look out for Miranda Sines running onto this ball. Remember, she put one shot on goal against DVC. Oh, I hadn't noticed, actually. We've got a change in goalkeeper. I don't even ever think to look back there because Megan Elms has played all but 21 minutes of this season, but it is Sammy Hebbing back there. So she gets her first touch cleaning that one up, and the ball's now down the right side looking for Catherine Hafner near the right corner flag, crossing to the near post. Doesn't have enough bend for JC to run into it, though, and it's right into the arms of Sierra Hannister. So again, finishing your halftime stats there, 9-0 DVC shot advantage. Actually, we'll make that 10 now after the Callie Goodman rip on that free kick. Six of them on goal. 1-1 on fouls, 1-0 to DVC on corner kicks. Of course, the important statistics, the two goals scored within the opening quarter of an hour. Lizzie Chavez in minute number 2, and Marissa Barros, we now can be completely certain, in minute number 14. And Yasmin Jaime takes it away from a pair of Sac City defenders. She does nice to run herself around Salazar and now cuts her run as she dumps the ball for Hafner on the right. Catherine's cross over everybody, over to take care of it, though, on the far sideline is Isella, crossing in near Hannah, bodied off as she tried to control that ball, and it's cleared by Sac City. Takes one big hop on the AstroTurf, and Avery Van Horn finally able to control it. Bodies off the number six, Danielle Ponce, and drops the ball back to Megan Kappa. 5 minutes into half number 2, and the ball is in possession of Callie Goodman. She's got Hafner moving down the right sideline. We'll see where she decides to go with it. Now does go to Hafner. Nice 1-2 right back to Callie Goodman, trying to work her way down the right side. Goodman, in position to put in a cross, perhaps, fakes it. There's a touch from Savannah Durham, and Callie has earned DVC a corner kick. Just the second of the match today. The Vikings, for the most part, haven't played a ton down the wings with crosses. They've generally been playing it into the wings for people to run in diagonally from there right on goal. So, corner kick number 2. They had one in the first half. And it will be Daisy Lozano to put this one in from the near sideline, right side of the attack as the Vikings see it. They've got, I think it's Jaime on the far post. And five other runners in the 18-yard box. Here's the ball in. Volley shot from Kelly Goodman! Hafner got to it, and it's going to go out just across. It's another corner kick, as Hafner tried to stuff it in from inside the 6-yard box after Goodman's attempt took a deflection. It's a third corner kick for the Vikings and nearly an opening tally for Catherine Hafner. We've already seen Lizzie Chavez get her first goal as a Viking this season. That came really quick. Minute number 52. And Lozano to put it in from the same spot. Here comes the ball towards the near post! Swing and a miss from Hannah Harris right there. She's not quite able to get onto it. It was roughly at the height of her hip. It's played away by the Sacramento defense, and Miranda Sines able to earn a throw in at the far sideline. Of course, the fear for the Vikings at this point is that if you do let Sac City mount a counterattack and get one on the board, where do we go from there? They are trying at the moment to close this one out, and they will do so with Sammy Hebbing in goal. And a number of usual substitutes making some contributions here. We just saw Catherine Hafner nearly stuff that ball in. I was worried at first she might be offside, but of course, with the players on the posts for Sac City, it's pretty much impossible to be offside at that point. The initial throw-in is out for another throw for Sac City after a deflection from DVC. Not in a particular hurry to take it are the Panthers. Here it is down that sideline looking for Marlena Garcia. Dumped back now for Chandler Pierce, and she can't hold that ball in play. DVC throw incoming, and we see Marissa Barros awaiting an opportunity to enter the match. We'll see if they're going to do it right now. sophomore and goal scorer Marissa Barros. For today, she has entered the match again in place of Julia Curran. So that means Barros and Harris up top, Hafner and Rodriguez bracketing the midfield with Goodman and Jaime in the middle. The usual same starting defense as we had, and of course Sammy Hebbing back there protecting as the last line of defense. Here's the ball in from Hannah Harris. It inside outed Callie Goodman for a moment there. I think she thought it was going to take a deflection, that it didn't. Ends up in the arms of the goalkeeper, Sierra Hannister. Confirming a few other things from around the Big 8, Kayleen Beldo was the scorer for Santa Rosa as they managed to take care of business 1-0 against American River. Not a particularly stirring result for them, but a very useful one that keeps them mathematically alive in the battle for the Big 8 conference title. As for the other results, the 2-0 win for Sierra over San Joaquin Delta, we don't know the scores yet, but we can confirm that now via CC Soccer News. I'd heard just an offhand remark from Coach Mullins before the game about that. We've now got some independent verification. The Vikings right now trying to ensure that when they come up against that Santa Rosa team, that they've still got something to fight for, and part of that is taking care of business here tonight. Yasmin Haidai on it, lost her balance for a moment. Now she drops it back looking for Callaway, who does well to body off Miranda Sines, and Sines pulls up a little bit lame for it. Actually appeared to cross herself. Afterwards, you might recall Miranda Sines missed a good chunk of the match between these two sides in Pleasant Hill after having a collision with Megan Elms just after DVC got their opening goal. Ball played deep by Sac City looking for Sines. Able to control that instead as Dom Callaway played wide to the right side where Van Horn has to run over to it. Not a ton of pressure coming from Sines given her current condition. She's got a brace on that right leg and even during warm-ups appeared to be favoring it slightly. So Yasmin Jaime on it inside the center circle. Dribbles through one defender. Brings it forward for Hannah Harris. Her first touch pops the ball up, but she's able to get back onto it. Dumps for Kelly Goodman. Now to Van Horn. Now back to Harris. And now she's trying to split two defenders to get it to Hafner on the right flank. Controlled, though, by Sac City and cleared by Michelle Nunez. As we mentioned, Nunez, one of three sophomores today. She, Pierce, and Marlena Garcia playing their final matches in Cardinal and Gold, at least in on this field. They've got two more league matches to come, and those will both be on the road, however. It's DVC attack down the right, played out from in front of Catherine Hafner. It's a Viking throw-in from, we'll say, about 13 yards from the byline. Taking a look at what Sacramento has left to play, they've got a match against Santa Rosa, followed by one against American River, and particularly against American River, you would imagine they will be looking for something to go home happy with this season. They've yet to get a point in the standings. They've, as we said, not won since September. They'll be up against a fellow bottom dweller there, and to be perfectly honest, the Vikings here also this season, a fellow bottom dweller, but a bottom dweller with a couple of big results against teams that are well over 500, the likes of Lake Tahoe and Cabrillo in particular, and of course that big Santa Rosa win. All of those looming large in the power points average and keeping the Vikings, despite their rough record at 5-10-3, keeping them still in the playoff discussion and at the moment still amongst the playoff spots. Yasmin Jaime on the dribble here on the near sideline trying to get through a few defenders. She's played it off of Gabriela Salazar and earned the Vikings a throw. Van Horn will take that. She's got Harris showing for it as well as Hafner. Jaime in the middle. And she elects instead to drop it back for Dom Callaway. No real good options for her, so she goes to the defender. Back to Megan Coppa. Coppa all the way to Daisy Lozano, just to the far sideline side of the center circle. She looks at the left side and sees a streaking Isela Rodriguez. Elects to go centrally instead for Hannah Harris. She has the ball taken off of her, but played out on the far sideline for a Viking throw. A little over a half hour to go in this one. The Vikings looking to put a bit more of a stranglehold on it. Here's the ball in. Suspicion maybe of a handball. Marissa Barros able to control it, though, and no whistle given. She tries a shot from about 25 yards out. Unfortunately, a little predictable and not with quite enough stank on it. So that drifts into the arms of the goalkeeper as the ball's played away by Sierra Hannister and on two big hops goes over Alexis Mejias and straight out for a Van Horn throw. And here she goes down that right sideline looking for Hannah Harris, blocked out, and the Vikings gain about 35 yards on that. And they'll take another throw. As for DVC, of course, we know they're facing American River next week at home. Final home match of the season. Another important match for them to get full points from. And then they will head off to Santa Rosa to finish off the season. Here's the throw-in for Harris. It gets around the number 17. Here's the cross into the 18-yard box, drifting towards the 6 before it's finally cleared away by a crashing-in Cecilia Gutierrez. It's actually Coach Colleen Mullins going over to retrieve that. It's a very authoritative clearance out this near sideline and bounced off the stands back over towards Coach Mullins at the player bench. Comes the throw-in down the right sideline looking for the run of Callie Goodman. It's a little long for her, though. Carries out, defended by Marlena Garcia, and it will be a goal kick for the Panthers. Looking in particular at the top of the table, Modesto and Sierra face off against one another next week. That match will be in Rockland. We know that Modesto won the match in Modesto 3-1, and Coach Mullins has commented it's very tough to win or really do much of anything on that enormous Modesto field. She estimated that it was about 75, maybe even 80 yards across, and certainly a full 120 long. Sort of the ideal of what you like, but most college teams do not play on a field that big, and it's certainly a home field advantage for a well-conditioned Modesto team. Callie Goodman springing forward right now. She's got the ball on her right foot. She's going to push it through a few defenders, looking for Catherine Hefner on the right, but on the AstroTurf, it runs long and will go out for a goal kick. So Modesto will be forced to go out on the road, where Sierra puts together a great home environment. And that's going to be a match that essentially decides the league. If that's a Modesto win or even a draw, it gives Modesto a share of the title. If it's a draw, it gives them the full title if they win. But Sierra could tie things up at the top of the table, and in that case, you would have Modesto hosting San Joaquin Delta the last day of the season, and Sierra on the road at Cosumnes River. Santa Rosa, at least in name, still mathematically alive. They will in all likelihood take care of business against Sacramento and could close the gap to 3 points should they win that and have Sierra win over Modesto. But it would be very tough for them to do much of anything from there. They would be facing DVC. They would need a win desperately, which could make that a very fiery encounter. But they would be hoping for the very unlikely, which would be Cosumnes River beating Sierra while at the same time Delta marches into Modesto and gets a win. It does look an awful lot like it will be either Modesto or Sierra, and it looks, to be perfectly honest, an awful lot like it will be Modesto. But it remains to be seen. One big match there to be played on the second-to-last match day next Friday. DVC in possession, throw in from the near sideline. Van Horn gives it to Barros, who's now running in retro towards the three-quarter zone, drops it off for Young One. Yasmin, about 30 yards from goal, now drops this all the way back to Daisy Lozano. Played to the far sideline. And taken away over there from Isela Rodriguez, and in a way that actually played it off of Isela, so Marlena Garcia able to earn a throw-in as we've just gone under 1.5 hours left in today's match. Throw to the, from the far sideline from Miranda Sainz. She tries to turn and play it down the right channel. Megan Coppa able to cut it off, but Marlena Garcia pops up, plays it off Coppa, and it'll be another throw-in. Sac City marching their way down the field right now. While the Big 8, of course, is very interesting, we'll be looking very intently over the next couple of matches at the little mini-league developing at the bottom of the playoff standings. As of right now, DVC have a pretty big gap between them and Hartnell, who are the 13th seed. DVC right now would be the 14th. The ball's played in and knocked away by the head of Isela Rodriguez, settled by Yasmin Jaime and brought forward into the midfield where Marissa Barros is going to run onto it. DVC trying to flood forward with numbers. Work down the left side for Daisy Lozano. A little heavy from Marissa, though. Carries out for a throw. And so that mini-league developing down there at the moment is between DVC, Delta, who on the one hand, DVC helped by Delta's loss because it keeps Delta below them. Also slightly hurt by it, though. There's a road point that the Vikings got in Stockton that right now is also very valuable. Not as valuable as things like the win against Santa Rosa or anything like that, but still good. Marissa Barros intercepts the ball and plays it down to the right side for Catherine Hafner. She's got a view of goal from the right side. Catherine fires, and it's going to be punched in by Hannah Harris at the far post after the initial save. And it's a DVC goal! In minute 63. Sorry for the initial non-celebration there. I'm going to dial it back just a touch here as the Vikings pretty much have this one sewn up, and to be perfectly honest, Sac City have suffered enough as of late. But in the 63rd minute, it is Hannah Harris again off of a rebound, getting Viking goal number 3. And it's her 4th of the season, which ties her for 2nd place on the DVC scoring charts with Kelly Goodman. All 4 of Hannah's goals have been in conference. Her resurgence, or maybe just surgence, to be perfectly honest, has been a big story of the conference season for the Vikings. She's become a very dependable striker up there. She puts a ton of work in. And when her finishing is on, she is a terror. She's got herself one now as the Vikings control the ball in the defense. Megan Coppa worked forward through 2 defenders now for Marissa Barros. And now with Sac City maybe a little deflated, the Vikings will try to take full advantage. It's Hannah Harris on it. She's going to put the ball in towards Lizzie Chavez, who had drifted just offside on the right side. So the flag is up from our near side match official. That is Mr. John Tuggle. And so that will bring play to a close just now. So we were starting to say before Hannah Harris so rudely, and by rudely I mean thankfully, interrupted us, that the Vikings are currently contending predominantly with Delta Cabrillo, who they've beaten, and with Evergreen Valley. And it's an odd situation because you want them to do well enough to stay, especially Cabrillo, you want them to do well enough so that the win that the Vikings got over Cabrillo continues to be useful in the power points average. At the same time, you don't want them to do so well against good opposition that they move past you. So it's a very delicate balance to be dealing with those sorts of teams. Vikings in control, and it's Isela Rodriguez working her way down the left sideline, tried to square it up right across the top of the 18-yard box. Barros was running for it, so was Lizzie. Or excuse me, Hannah. But no such luck getting onto the ball. It's back in possession of Sac City. They work through the midfield. Miranda signs on it for a moment. 2 DVC defenders close in on that. Chavez trying to play it down the right sideline. Can't quite get it aimed, so it will be a throw-in for Sac City. And immediately Lizzie Chavez challenging for it there and takes it away from Lexis Mejias. Drops it back for Jaime. Nice, cute control with the tip of her toe. And she now plays it down the right sideline looking for Lizzie. She hit it just a little too hard for the speedy number 24 to catch up to. And it will go out for a Panther throw. So leading up to those matches against American River and Santa Rosa, we'll try to paint that picture for you and we'll start keeping up with the matches involving Cabrillo, Evergreen Valley, and San Joaquin Delta, so that we have a sense of what they're doing. And in particular, we'll also be looking at some of the opponents that those two teams have faced, and particularly opponents that they've beaten, because the PowerPoint standings are tricky. They weight wins and draws differently depending on how good the team you beat was, and whether it was on the road or at home. So there are small changes that might happen completely outside the control of either team, or any of those 4 teams that might affect their standings. So we'll try to keep an eye on that, particularly before the Santa Rosa game, because that will be the last set of games that take place in Northern California. We'll try to give you some picture of what exactly we can expect. Miranda signs on the dribble, unable to keep the ball in play under the pressure of Avery Van Horn. It's out for another Viking throw. Chavez trying to show, and she's going to bypass her, go straight over to Marissa Barros, who tried to head it into the path of Hannah Harris. Took a ping off of a defender, but it's come back to Hannah. Lizzie Chavez gives it to Harris. Harris plays the cross in off of Nunez, and it'll be a corner kick for the Vikings, number 4 today. We are in minute number 66 as DVC try to pile on a few more and make absolutely sure of this result. Tuifua Talisha, meanwhile, will be coming in at the next opportunity for Sac City. As we mentioned, she was the one player at the disposal of Coach Jung Ha Oh, who was not on the pitch to start the second half. It will be Lozano to put in this corner kick. They've all been from this near sideline. Daisy will put in the in-swinger with her left foot. Here it comes in towards the top of the 6, popped up in the air by the Sac City defense, cleared away, but only towards this near sideline. Daisy Lozano comes over and keeps it in play, and she could put in a counter cross. This is headed towards Kelly Goodman, but it's a little too high for her to get a good head onto it. Played away by Marlena Garcia from in front of Marissa Barros, a throw-in coming from the far sideline for DVC. And from here we see what looks like a little bit of preparation to get some game time for Ashley Scannell again. And the throw will come from that far sideline looking for Hannah Harris. 2 defenders on her. She was able to take it away from the first, Camacho, but good work there by the number 19, that is Chandler Pierce. take it away, but she puts it out the far sideline again, and the Vikings will have to go chase that. And time will tick away here as we are at the halfway point of the second period. 3-0 the result. Goals, as a reminder, coming from Lizzie Chavez, assisted by Avery Van Horn. That was in minute number 2. In minute number 14, Marissa Barros got the second, coming off the rebound from Julia Curran hitting the crossbar. And very good work, we must mention, by Marissa, just to keep that ball down, because one of those ones coming off, you know, hot off the crossbar is an easy one to swing at wildly and punch 3 miles high. Hannah Harris doing a similar act there, as it looked for a moment like we were going to see a goal. Oh, look out here. Callie Goodman's taking a ball away, and she just shows a little bit too much of it to Cecilia Gutierrez. Cleared away. Yasmin Jaime looked like she had it for a second, but Savannah Durham's on it now. Jaime, oof, bullying over Durham, and she's able to get that ball back without committing a foul. Lays it down the left side now for Isela Rodriguez. Rodriguez on it, trying to earn a corner, but she has not. She has the last touch on it as she was battling with the defender. It's out for a goal kick. We'll see Talisha, in all likelihood, come onto the pitch for Sac City. We see the flag up for the substitution. In she comes, and out goes. See who that is, if she'll turn her back to me. Probably Lexis Mejias, I would guess. And it does indeed appear to be the number 12, Lexis Mejias, who is out. So Talisha takes up her station in the center of the defense. Gutierrez moves her way back out into the midfield. Gutierrez doing very much a Kelly Goodman act, although she's nowhere near Kelly's size. Ball in possession for a moment of DVC. Isela Rodriguez trying to play a quick one-touch diagonal pass for Marissa Barros. That's cleaned up, though, by the newly inserted Talisha. Controlled at midfield by Sines, but controlled with a hand. So a free kick for the Vikings with 20 minutes left. Coppa will take this. No, she'll leave it for Daisy Lozano. And so it will be Lozano to punch this one in here, headed clear by the defense, knocked down by Yasmin Jaime. She's got Lizzie available over there on the far side, or near sideline, rather. Elects instead to drop it back to Avery Van Horn to give you a quick little update. Well, we'll wait until we see if DVC are going to score a goal in the next few seconds here. Hannah Harris trying to take the ball away from a defender, pings it off of another defender, and it's Marissa Barros coming out and forced to just simply punch it behind is the goalkeeper, Hannister. So that will be corner kick number 5 for the Vikings coming up. Another substitution for DVC as Ashley Scannell will re-enter the match. And coming out, I do believe, is Marissa Barros. Yeah, it's the brunette ponytail with the blonde highlights at the very end of it. So that is indeed Marissa coming out. Ashley Scannell in, and she immediately takes up a station inside the box for this corner kick. 5 Vikings in there. Here comes Lozano's corner. Headed! Ooh, actually may have gotten Curran there in the 6-yard box. It was Hannah Harris trying to put a glancing header over there. Looked like Curran might have gotten a touch, but the final one was off of a defender, so it will be another DVC corner. Lozano to take this in minute number 71. Here this comes in. Coming into the near post was Hannah Harris, and she got up and made contact with it, but not enough to direct it on frame. So by my count now for the Vikings, that is 14 shots and 9 of them on goal. Sac City yet to put a shot even in the direction of Elms or Hebbing's goal. Still 1-1 on the foul. Actually, it's now, yes, 1-1 on the foul counts, and that is 6-0 now on corners. Little under 19 minutes to go as Sac City put out the goal kick, and I do mean put out, as it just carried over the outstretched foot of the number 18, Savannah Durham, and out on the near sideline for a Viking throw. It will be Avery Van Horn to put this one in. So at the moment it is Chavez and Curran bracketing the midfield. Central pairing is Jaime and Goodman, as Van Horn plays the ball out for a Panther throw-in. Of course, Van Horn, Callaway, Coppa, and Lozano, the defense from start to finish today, and it's Harris and Scannell up top at the moment for DVC. With Mejias on the bench, it does appear to be the original starting lineup right now in place for Sac City, as Goodman tries to wrestle a ball off the midfielder Gutierrez. Excuse me, that was Camacho, rather. Worked out to the left side now for Durham. Tries to work a 1-2 with Danielle Ponce, but the return pass is a little too long, and Callaway intercepts. Works the ball forward looking for Scannell. Too short for her, but it will carry over to Julia Curran. Streaking down the left side, 40 yards from goal. Plays the ball forward into the 18 for Hannah Harris. Bodying up a defender. Back to goal. Squares it for Ashley. Ashley takes a swing. It stays at her feet, though. Ashley's going to try to work it back for Callie. Callie fires! And it's just wide to the left of the goal defended by Sierra Hannister. Real chance to add a fourth for the Vikings. That has, oddly enough, been one of Kelly Goodman's specialties. She had the fourth goal against DeAnsa and the fourth goal against Sac City in the first meeting, come to think of it. So it's definitely Kelly time right about now. That lineup at the moment for Sac City, they've got Hannister still in goal. It appears to now be maybe even a 3-5-2 as they try to press forward. Goal kick immediately returned with the head of Yasmin Jaime to the edge of the 18, cleared there by Nunez. Knocked down at the near sideline and quickly played on one touch by Avery Van Horn. Unable to settle, though, is Jaime on that. It was a little too long for her. Played down by Cecilia Gutierrez. She tries to go route one between Kappa and Lozano, looking for Sainz. Can't get it through. Actually, looks maybe more... no, it's a 4-3-3 at the moment. And it's Yasmin Jaime trying to run riot through that. There's the ball. Excuse me. No, it's Scannell pushing the ball forward, looking for Hannah Harris. Out rushes a sliding Sierra Hannister, and she claims that ball. Driven long, looking now for Daisy Lozano. She gets a touch to it, plays it to the left side for Julia Curran. Overlap coming on the left from Lozano. Played in by Curran, maybe too long. No, it's going to settle. Oh, no, apparently Daisy had drifted offside on her overlap. Flag up on the near sideline, and the Vikings will concede a free kick to Sac City. So at present, kind of looking at the way they're aligning themselves, it does seem to be Sainz still pretty isolated up top. But now apparently joining her are Durham, and I think that's Ponce. So looks like Ponce almost playing center forward now. Durham on the right wing. Sainz on the right wing, Durham on the left wing. With Camacho and Gutierrez in the middle of the defense. And then a few other players maybe cheating forward. Here comes the goal, or excuse me, the free kick taken from the edge of the 18. And they can't even keep the free kicks and the goal kicks in play right now. Not a good situation for the Panthers. Vikings will put in a substitution as they get ready for this throw. Bree Gonzalez and Isela Rodriguez re-entering the match. Yasmin Jaime coming in for one of those subs. The other one out appears to be Hannah Harris, so this may be a bit of a formation. No, it's not a formation change. It's stationing Kelly Goodman up top. So Goodman and Scannell up front. The Vikings continuing to exploit the versatility of the lean, mean 13 in green. You'll get to hear from her at halftime of the sophomore day game against American River. She'll be the last in our five-part series, Get to Know Your Sophomores. Ball played forward and hooked. Long, looping drive by Isela Rodriguez. Popped up by a defender at the left edge of the 18. That's in the possession now of Callie. Callie working it onto a right from the 18-yard box. Firing for the near post. But it's a bit of a worm burner, and it's slow enough for Hannister to get down and get to it. So another shot registered on goal. The 10th of the match for DVC. 16 total shots, 10 of them on goal. Hannister's long drive punched forward by Lozano, but repelled by the number 19, Pierce. Now worked down the left sideline for JC. She lets it run a little bit. Now here's JC working her way past the entire defense toward the byline. JC's cross is a little bit too quick for the arrival of the first runner, but Lizzie closing down on the other post. And she plays it off a defender for DVC's seventh corner kick of the day. That first runner, I assume, was Scannell crashing in right in the middle of the six-yard box. JC's cross just a little quick for Ashley to get onto. So it'll be minute number 77 by the time we take this. Lizzie Chavez will put in the cross from the right side corner flag. Callaway even cheating up for this one a little bit. Only Kappa and Lozano hanging back, and Van Horn as well. Everybody else nearby, and one other one on garbage duty. Here's the ball into the middle! Snagged, and it takes two quick tries for Hannister to get onto it. She had Scannell lurking behind her. And we've seen Scannell get those opportunist goals before. That's how she got the one against Aloney that drew DVC, unfortunately, only momentarily level. Sac City on the ball for a moment. Ponce trying to feed Sainz route one. Knocked down, though, by Bree Gonzalez. She plays it to the right side now for Lizzie Chavez as the Vikings look to continue to get their shooting boots on. 3-0 the result, 13 minutes, 20 seconds to play. Ponce receives the throw-in down the sideline, tries to play it forward for Sainz. Callaway knocks it down. Gonzalez working to try to push it through the legs of Ponce. And a nice little bit of work by Lizzie Chavez to make it disappear from the arrival of a Sac City defender. Punched long down the right, headed clear for a moment by Pierce. Now it is Bree Gonzalez trying to head the ball forward. It's going to fall to a Sac City player. Gutierrez on it. But her header only carries it to Van Horn. She leaves it for Gonzalez, who's going to spray it out to the left side now for Daisy Lozano. Daisy working forward at the midfield stripe. Sees Curran trying to streak. Tried to feed her. It's blocked. Now she works it forward for Kelly Goodman. Goodman about 40 yards from goal. We'll see if she's got any wild ideas. Plays it through one defender. The ball sits long enough for another one to arrive. Blocked away for a moment by, I believe that's Isela Rodriguez, coming in with the bright yellow boots. Ball forward, though, by Sac City for Ponce. Carries too long, and Rodriguez is able to intercept that. Laid back now for Van Horn. Midfield strike for Chavez. Back again for Avery. She tries to go over the top of Gabriela Salazar, looking for the streaking run of Chavez down the right sideline. No dice, but it's controlled again by DVC in the midfield. And it's Callie Goodman, a nice touch to turn. Callie working her way forward, 25 yards away. Callie's got it on the left, tries to curl it, but she doesn't quite get around that one. So a goal kick coming after shot number 17 today. So DVC have definitely peppered Miss Hannister's goal over the course of today's match, but they've not been quite as concrete in front of goal as they were in the second half of that first match in Pleasant Hill. Some good interplay, though. We've seen some good quick passing. We've also seen some good relaxed passing, which, you know, when you know you're going to need a little bit more juice for the game against American River, is not the worst thing in the world. They've been in absolute control of the midfield in this game, but right now, Sac City trying to spring forward. Looked like they had signs springing out the other end. Van Horn cleaned it up for a moment, but it's controlled now by Camacho. Works it to the right side. Too long for Marlena Garcia. It's going to carry over the touchline for a DVC throw-in. They've definitely had the midfield on lockdown. They have hardly given Sammy Hebbing anything to do in this second half. Megan Elms came out for a couple of touches, had to rush once out of her box to close down a slightly dangerous ball. That registered maybe around the 10-minute mark. That's been about all that Sac City have mustered. The DVC defense, proud unit that has been a little bit tricked the last couple of matches as a ball carries under the foot of De Lozano, but she apparently got a touch to it before it went out of play. So a throw-in in the attacking third for Sac City as we approach the final 10 minutes. That's been about all that Megan Elms had to do. Hebbing has had a pretty easy run of it, but may have to defend a little something here. The throw-in coming. Knocked up in the air by, I believe it's Marlena Garcia. Tries to go back to Chandler Pierce on the far sideline. Excuse me, that was Durham before. Good work out there, though, by, I believe it was Isela Rodriguez and the Vikings. No, excuse me, it's a corner kick. The signal from the referee was a little bit vague. It looked like this flag was put straight out, but it's actually the first corner kick of the match for Sac City. And besides the foul that gave the Vikings that free kick opportunity towards the beginning of the half, it's the first thing I've had to put down in Sac City's stat column. We'll see if they can get a shot out of this. The Vikings have gone 80 and one half minutes without conceding one. Here comes the corner kick from that far sideline. Glancing header from Marlena Garcia, popped up in the air by Camacho. And now played away by Sainz, and no deflection coming from Callaway. It will be a DVC throw in here in minute number 81. So good work by the defense to make sure that nothing came of that. Van Horn will throw this one in. And the Vikings will go in search of predominantly a little more confidence in front of goal. Gonzalez worked forward looking for Scannell. It's going to get just under her foot. Camacho, though, battling with Goodman. She wins that battle and then punches it right into her own player, Ponce. Up comes Gonzalez. She punches it also into Ponce, and now it's taken away and worked down the right side on a diagonal. Not a bad ball by Durham, but Daisy Lozano able to cut that off. The ball comes free to Van Horn, who's shoved to ground, and it's a foul by Sac City. And a free kick coming for the Vikings. 2-1 the foul count, as we mentioned. 7-1 now the corner kick count in favor of DVC. 17-0 the shots, 10 of those on goal for the Vikings. The green and white in total control. Van Horn's free kick from the defensive third pops free. Scannell, good work to take that away from Jessica Camacho in the center. And Bree Gonzalez working there as Camacho seemed to have gotten back onto it. Bree's back on the ball. Tries to play it through Salazar and Nunez. Unfortunately, it's not quite aggressive enough for Chavez to get onto it. A nice little move there by Nunez to get around Chavez. Unfortunately, she can't feed her teammate here in the final 8 minutes that Nunez will play on this field. Van Horn, throw in, coming, looking for Goodman. She went over Goodman's wrong shoulder, and it's going to be popped free by the Sac City defense. Settled by Callaway at midfield, though, and given back to Avery Van Horn. It's now Lizzie Chavez on it. three folks converging on her. She tries to play it through one of them, and it bounces right to Avery Van Horn. Ball forward looking for Scannell. Up steps Talisha, and big battle between two big-bodied players. Ball pops free. You would have to say Scannell got the better of that, and a foul is now given after the referee had initially played advantage for the foul by Tuifua Talisha. So a free kick for the Vikings. We'll see exactly where Mr. Serrano has Callie put it. It appears to be at just inside the 25-yard line on the football field, so that would be 33 yards away from the goal defended by Sierra Hannister. Goodman will take it from the right side near sideline. She puts it on the ground. It's cleared away from the top of the 18-yard box by Daniela Ponce. Gets into the possession of Science, tries to play a 1-2 between Durham and Gutierrez. Ball pops free now, and it's going to be a foot race. Sammy Hebbing having to race out, and she'll clear that from in front of the onrushing Savannah Durham. Knocked down, and now played by Acela Rodriguez to JC, and DVC had a chance to counter spring. Here they go. JC dribbling to the center around Talisha. She's got the overlap coming from Scannell on the left. It's still on JC's foot. She's going to fire, and it's going to be claimed on one hop. The left-footed drive from Curran, looking for some confidence on those shots. She's got a very heavy shot when she wants to, but as of late, she's had a very hard time hitting them flush. Ball comes free in the midfield for Brianna Gonzalez. She's not quite able to find a teammate, though. Drifts away, and it's in possession now of Savannah Durham on the left. Ball played centrally, is intercepted by Megan Coppa. Here's Callie. Callie on it about 50 yards from goal, just in front of the center circle. Leaves it for Isela Rodriguez. Rodriguez splits two defenders, and the ball's into space now for JC on the left flank. JC dribbling towards the byline. JC squares it. Ashley, no! The heel flick from Scannell. The ball was a little bit behind her, and she couldn't get enough on that. It was a pretty simple tap-in at that point if it had been right at her. JC certainly did the work getting the ball past the goalkeeper there, but Scannell not able to quite find the deflection. So on 85 minutes, record DVC's 18th shot, but that one not on frame. The finishing still continuing to be a source of rather constant consternation for the Vikings, but Goodman and Chavez have taken a ball away at the top of the 18-yard box. Scannell trying to feed Curran on the diagonal, cleared away, though, by the number 19, Chandler Pierce. Held in at the far sideline by, appears to be, Gutierrez. Ball forward is intercepted, though, by Megan Coppa. 5 minutes to play. Isela Rodriguez with it by the far sideline. She's got Curran and Scannell moving on either side of her. Lays it to the left side for JC. JC cuts it back now for Isela, and everybody ran away from Isela. Isela's going to square it up now for Ashley at the top of the 18. Ashley turns. Ashley still on the ball, trying to work now through three defenders. The clearance only comes as far as Goodman, who lashes at it. Did it take a deflection as it goes out? And it did indeed. It's going to be corner kick number 8 for the Vikings. And so we'll see who's going to take that. Probably Lizzie. Yep. Because I don't see Lozano sprinting over there. So Chavez will take that from the near sideline, right side corner flag. 4.5 minutes to go now. Gonzalez, Scannell, Curran, Goodman, now Lozano, all moving for it. Isela Rodriguez waiting to play garbage. Here comes the ball into the 18-yard box, knocked down by Curran, played away now by the defense, and controlled by Miranda Sines just outside her own 18-yard box. Challenging for it is Isela. Isela able to get a touch to it, but it's going to carry the ball out of play for a Panther throw. So if you're a fan of the green and white, we need you. 3 days from now, 3 p.m., American River College. Lots of threes going on here. 3-0 today. 3 places from being out of the playoffs. The Vikings need your assistance, and of course the sophomores need you to dedicate some real appreciation to the effort they've put in this season. They have started nearly every game, have the 5-piece here. Oh, dear. Sac City springing down the right side. Look out. Here's a cross from Miranda. Sines! She fires, and speaking of sophomores, it's Avery Van Horn getting up to block that ball. Daisy Lozano now on it. She's working her way forward. Shows a little bit too much of it to Cecilia Gutierrez, who tried to play it off Lozano for a throw. It stayed in play. Here comes a clearance attempt. That also is off of Gutierrez. Luckily, that one carries long enough for Callaway to clear it entirely. 87th minute. And in actuality, I need to write down the first shot by Sac City. It did not get to Sammy Hebbing's goal. It's blocked away by Avery Van Horn, but it's the first shot we've seen. Here comes a ball forward, blocked down by Dom Callaway. Bit of a shove in the back from Nunez on Kelly Goodman. the two of them working against each other, and Goodman has indeed earned a free kick for DVC. Each of them probably giving as good as they got, but the initial foul, in fact, the yellow card given, and it's tough to know whether that was from the hold or maybe from a little bit of dissent. We can hear Coach Jung Ha Oh from here. Not happy about that call, but I don't really see it, what else the referee was about to do about that. So it will be a DVC free kick inside the final 3 minutes. Ball's about 5 yards shy of the midfield stripe inside the center circle, just at the right elbow of the Panther logo. Ball forward by Lozano. Curran on one touch tried to play it into a more dangerous position from the left. Blocked, though, by Sac City. They are in control of the ball here. It is Savannah Durham working the ball forward now for Miranda Sines. She tries to turn around Bree Gonzalez. Finds an outlet on the right side. DVC not playing particularly tight right now. It's Curran having to track back and mark. Here's the ball over the head of Daisy Lozano. Sines has it on her foot, but Callaway comes over to clean that up. And we see continued frustration from Miranda Sines. Hard to know whether that's about the service, about her ability to control that, about the blocked shot earlier, or just about the knee bugging her at this point. Throw-in is taken back to Jessica Camacho. She'll put this in at the top of the 18-yard box. Gonzalez pops the ball up. Sines working hard to try to get to it. But Callaway gets there in front of her. And she's got Lizzie Chavez going down the right and Goodman going down the center. She's going to feed Lizzie. Lizzie working her way towards the 18-yard box. Enters it from the right corner. Still Lizzie tried to dribble around the last line of defense, and a good bit of defensive work by Sac City also to keep that ball in play by Michelle Nunez. Works it forward for Savannah Durham after Salazar was well and truly beaten. Here's a long ball over the top trying to find Sines. Callaway on it. Uses the big body to protect it. Tries to clear, but Savannah Durham's going to knock that ball down in the midfield. Callaway steps up, puts the pressure on Durham, and Durham's unable to feed Miranda Sines. The clock stopped here as we are within 2 minutes. Vikings on the verge of celebrating victory number 6 this season. And as we said at the beginning of the broadcast, it was one they had to have. The finishing maybe could have been a little bit better today. The defense certainly would have been hard-pressed to be any better. The Vikings have 3 goals and a comfortable lead, authored by Chavez, Barros, and Harris. And here's a ball through that has found Curran from Goodman. JC, fires! Big save by goalkeeper Sierra Hannister. And it will be another corner kick for the Vikings. So that's shot number 19, 11th one on goal, 9th corner. But we need JC to find some confidence. And I've got a few waves coming from my girls down there at the player bench. I think they heard me on that last one. I'm not quiet. Here comes the corner kick on the ground from the left side from JC that is ushered out by the Sac City defense, and the Vikings have a throw-in on the far sideline. And with that, it appears that our match official will call today's match to an end. That is a DVC victory for the 6th time this season. So again, your goals authored by Lizzie Chavez, Marissa Barros, and Hannah Harris. We'll send it to the studio to take a look at what this result and other results around the Big 8 and around Northern California mean for DVC's playoff situation. We'll also get some final comments, listen to some goal calls, and enjoy this one for the next 48 hours or so. Preparation begins immediately for American River, but tonight, DVC 3, Sac City 0.
Welcome back to the studio in Martinez. We're back in from the evening cold. I mean, it's only 60, 55 degrees maybe, but chillier than we're accustomed to. And back to debrief and enjoy today's 3-0 victory as much as we can. With a little better finishing, it could have been a much bigger goal difference today. Julia Curran in particular is making a bit of an unintentional habit of being denied goals in spectacular fashion as of late. She's scoreless since the first Sac City match 4 weeks ago, and before that hadn't tallied since the second match of the season, but she's been repeatedly knocking on the door over these last 2 matches. We'll certainly hope to see her break through to on Friday against American River at home, and we'll be happy to see anyone else in green and white join her on the score sheet that feels so moved. Today, the Vikings got off to their fastest start of the season. Jung Ha Oh's offside trap, which so frustrated the Vikings during the first half of the home fixture, was broken at the first attempt by a lofted pass down the right from Avery Van Horn.
right sideline where Avery Van Horn is patrolling. She will try to put it down the right sideline looking for Lizzie Chavez, and she's onside. Chavez working her way now into the box. One-on-one with the goalkeeper. She's got Harris there too. Lizzie! Goal! Lizzie Chavez! And in minute number two, the Vikings immediately on the board on a breakaway. Credit Lizzie Chavez with her first goal of the season, and also Avery Van Horn onto the statistics sheet for that outlet.
Ahead within 93 seconds, the Vikings locked down the midfield, and aside from one errant back pass, gave Elms nothing to do for the opening quarter of an hour. And in the 14th minute, the Curran-Harris connection on the left would create an opportunity to double the advantage.
Gutierrez. She tries to cross the ball over and finds instead Julia Curran waiting for it into the path of Hannah Harris. Harris able to blast by Talisha. Harris coming up to the edge of the 18, plays it to the left for JC. JC rings it off the crossbar, bars the follow-up goal! Marissa Barros!
And in minute number 14, DVC able to double their advantage. No assist given on that one. That'll just be Marissa on that rebound. Curran unlucky to score on that, served well by the breakaway with Hannah Harris. The Vikings doing exactly what they needed to do in today's match. They are looking to get their attack well, get some good finishes there. JC's was certainly a solid one, beat the keeper easily. Unfortunately, just took the idea of putting the ball on frame a smidge too literally.
Julia would try to turn provider at the half hour as she stole a ball off of a Sac City defender and put a cross onto the head of Callie Goodman.
Ball played through looking for Curran. It got through for a moment. Played by Chandler Pierce, Talisha. She's unable, though, to put it off of Curran. Curran robs it away, crosses into the near post. Oh, the header from Goodman just off target. Shot number 7 for the Vikings, and Callie, whew, is getting ready to yell her name from the mountaintops again.
A pair of substitutes nearly put up a third just before halftime as Hannah Mozleski went fishing down the center of the pitch with a pass for Ashley Scannell.
Now they're looking for a third, and it's Hannah Mozleski dribbling her way through two defenders and playing a beautiful Route 1 ball for an onside Ashley Scannell. Edge of the 18, Scannell beats the keeper, but she can't quite hook it inside the post.
The Vikings would head to the break up 2-0, and yet to give up a shot even in the vaguest direction of Megan Elm's goal. And in the second half, they handed over custodianship of that goal to Sammy Hebbing's able hands. Hannah Harris earned a free kick within 3 minutes, but the Vikings were unable to take advantage. It would be another set piece, though, that nearly yielded goal number 3 in the 51st, as Daisy Lozano put in a dangerous cross off a corner.
It will be Daisy Lozano to put this one in from the near sideline, right side of the attack as the Vikings see it. They've got, I think it's Jaime on the near or on the far post, and five other runners in the 18-yard box. Here's the ball in. Volley shot from Kelly Goodman! Hafner got to it, and it's going to go out just across. It's another corner kick as Hafner tried to stuff it in from inside the 6-yard box after Goodman's attempt took a deflection. It's a third corner kick for the Vikings and nearly an opening tally for Catherine Hafner.
And Hafner wasn't done threatening either. About 10 minutes later, Marissa Barros, already on the board with her 5th goal of the season, intercepted an errant pass from Sac City and fed Hafner down the wing.
Marissa Barros intercepts the ball and plays it down to the right side for Catherine Hafner. She's got a view of goal from the right side. Catherine fires! And it's going to be punched in by Hannah Harris at the far post after the initial save. And it's a DVC goal in minute 63.
Kelly Goodman threatened a few times in the middle of the half with shots from 15 to 25 yards out, but couldn't beat Hannister with anything on frame. A little later, Julia again threatened to add to her assist tally for the season with a square ball for Scannell in the 81st.
Played centrally, is intercepted by Megan Coppa. Here's Callie. Callie on at about 50 yards from goal, just in front of the center circle. Leaves it for Isela Rodriguez. Rodriguez splits two defenders, and the ball's into space now for JC on the left flank. JC dribbling towards the byline. JC squares it! Ashley, no! The heel flick from Scannell. The ball was a little bit behind her, and she couldn't get enough on that. It was a pretty simple tap-in at that point if it had been right at her. JC certainly did the work getting the ball past the goalkeeper there, but Scannell not able to quite find the deflection.
A few minutes later, Sacramento created their only real chance of the game, but Avery Van Horn made sure Sammy Hebbing had nothing to worry about.
Oh dear, Sac City springing down the right side. Look out. Here's a cross from Miranda. Signs! She fires, and speaking of sophomores, it's Avery Van Horn getting up to block that ball.
In the final minute, Curran would get one more opportunity, but the goalkeeper Hannister came up big to deny her one more time.
Ball through that has found Curran from Goodman. JC fires! Big save by goalkeeper Sierra Hannister. And it will be another corner kick for the Vikings.
And that would take us to the finish line tonight. A sixth victory on the season for the Green and White by a 3-0 scoreline. Elsewhere in the Big 8, Modesto, Sierra, and Santa Rosa each won, ensuring that Modesto's match in Rockland against Sierra will be a de facto Big 8 title match. A Modesto win gives the Pirates the title outright for the very first time, a draw would just about sew it up, barring last match day disaster, and a Sierra win would tie up the conference with one match to go, and would force me to go start investigating tie-breaking procedures. The more interesting battle right now for Vikings fans lies at positions 14 through 17 of the NorCal playoff standings. Recall for a moment that only the top 16 go into the tournament. Today, 15th position San Joaquin Delta, just one place under DVC, fell 2-0 to Sierra on goals from Zaida Pineda and new conference scoring leader Alana Greenhow, while 16th position Cabrillo fell 3-0 to Hartnell. In 17th place, Evergreen Valley faced De Anza tonight, and while we don't have a result on this one yet, a De Anza victory would actually be huge for the Vikings, because it would do two things. It would first injure Evergreen Valley's record, move them down. It would also move De Anza very close to a 500 record, and that would make DVC's victory over them on the first day of the season even more valuable. Pending that result, ccsoccernews.com shows DVC in 14th place still, having dropped very slightly in their average even with the win because it was against the likes of Sac City, while both Cabrillo and Delta have fallen under Evergreen Valley with their losses. If the season ended today, and without that Evergreen DeAnza result, the Mustangs from Stockton would be the odd women out and would stay home. To state the obvious, the playoff seeding calculations have a lot of moving parts. I'll do my best to try to sum them up in the introduction to Friday's match against American River so that you can obsessively search ccsoccernews.com for the next week just like me and know which matches to pay attention to. We'll see you then when we celebrate the final home game for our sophomores, sit down to meet Captain Callie Goodman in the last installment of our Get to Know Your Sophomores series, and cheer the Vikings on in another vital game to their playoff push. Until then, this is Joe Hickey wishing you dreams of green. So long.